other customs came into being, all fueled by him and Nathan. The Jewish communities of Amsterdam, Hamburg, Altoona, Frankfurt am Main, all were taken over by supporters of Shabbosai Tzvi. And the rabbis that opposed him were sent packing as being heretics, disbelievers. The chief opponent of Shabbosai Tzvi, the lonely man of faith who fought it out, was a rabbi in Amsterdam whose name was Jacob Sasportis. And he wrote a book in Hebrew that we have. The book is called Tzitzas Novel Tzvi, which is a play on words, that's a phrase taken from the book of Job, referring to the fact that the flower withers. So he called Shabbosai Tzvi the withering flower, in which he has a record of all of the correspondence that he mounted with the rabbis of Europe to try and have them come out and oppose Shabbosai Tzvi. And you also see how hundreds of rabbis refused to do so. And the excuses they used, many of them said, well, Shabbosai Tzvi, he may not be the Messiah, but he's good for the Jews because a lot of assimilated Jews are now becoming more Jewish again. Or a lot of Jews are, you know, they're thinking about being Jews again. And therefore, it's a good thing that's happening. And then there were those rabbis who did believe. And there was, you can feel in his writings the terrible frustration of somebody that sees a fire burning and he can't get the fire department to put the water in the hose. By the end of 1665, the fervor, the messianic fervor, had gone from the Mediterranean basin to Western Europe and now reached Eastern Europe. And no less a personage than the great Rabbi David Halevi, the Taz, the author of the Taz, one of the great commentators to the Shulchan Aruch, sent his son and his stepson to Palestine to see Shabbosai Tzvi, and they should return and give him a report. The Taz then was a very old man, and Shabbosai Tzvi was able to charm these two venerable rabbis to the extent that they gave a favorable report. And not only that, he sent back an overcoat which he said that the Taz should wear and it would restore him to youth. And the Taz was in his 80s. And therefore this swept throughout Eastern Europe also, especially the Jews in 1665, 10 years after Khmelnytsky, the Jews were looking for something to save them from a downer. And here was the solution. Here was the Messiah. There are records of the English ambassadors from all of the countries on the continent writing back to their home government in England how the economies of Europe are being completely turned chaotic by the selling of, by the fact that Jews no longer wanted to work. The Jews sold out their properties. The Jews no longer wanted to serve as middlemen. And also in certain areas of Europe, the Jews retaliated physically against their Christian tormentors, thinking that now that the Messiah had come, they were under the protection of God and that they were going to get even with their non-Jewish neighbors for all of the persecution and bigotry that had been practiced upon them. Imagine trying to be a rabbi at such a time. Imagine trying to be a leader of a community at such a time. All inhibitions were loosed. No order, just chaos.